producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning, America. How are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son.
And now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hey, welcome to the weekend. Jim Brown here on a wonderful weekend. Boy, we got a lot to do this weekend. What a busy, busy time. We got the Super Bowl that'll be played this evening. We're going to talk about that, see what the odds are, and pick your favorite team. Talk a little bit about football. And, of course, this is also a very special beginning. If you live down in the South and growing in other parts of the country, and what I'm talking about this time of year is, it's all about Mardi Gras. And if you don't know anything about Mardi Gras, let me give you a little introduction here. Now, that's Professor Longhair giving the Mardi Gras song, When You Go to New Orleans. Now, New Orleans is probably the biggest Mardi Gras in this country. If you follow the whole flow of carnival, I know they have a big carnival celebration down in Rio de Janeiro. Brazil has a great one. But in America, the biggest one is down here in Louisiana. It's the kickoff of the last day before Lent begins. Lent's a major Catholic holiday. Lent's for everybody. It's not just a Catholic holiday. But Ash Wednesday is a Catholic holiday that other religions celebrate, and it moves into the Lenten season coming on down to Easter. Down here in this part of the country, Mardi Gras is a huge celebration. Now, it's more than just this weekend. Actually, it starts on the 12th night after Christmas, January the 6th every year. That is 12th night. That's the end of the Christmas season. Interesting, down here where we live, it's also the kickoff of the Mardi Gras season. And for about 3.5 weeks, you don't know exactly when Easter is going to be. You see, Easter varies under the calendar. Mardi Gras varies because it's tied to 45 days before Easter. And Easter, it's kind of hard to follow, but Easter is celebrated after the first moon following the spring equinox, but it must fall on a Sunday. Easter must fall on a Sunday. Well, the moon doesn't follow the Gregorian calendar, so Easter shifts between March 22nd and April 25th. Once you know the date of Easter Sunday, count 40 days back to Ash Wednesday, the beginning of Lent. And the day before Lent is Mardi Gras Day itself. And, oh, boy, it's quite a spectacle down in New Orleans. We're broadcasting live from the French Quarter, deep in the heart of the French Quarter. And if you've never been to New Orleans, the French Quarter is full of festive activities, restaurants, bars, you name it, it's going on in the French Quarter. And we broadcast right on Jackson Square into the French Quarter. So really a lively time to be down here. And I mentioned 12th night kicks off the Mardi Gras season. And you start with just amazing, the participation. It's not just one big day that's sponsored by one organization. Mardi Gras is the culmination in the whole state of Louisiana. And growing now into Mississippi, Dallas, Texas has Mardi Gras. I understand that St. Louis, Missouri has a Mardi Gras celebration this year. But down here, every little neighborhood, every little social club, every little group you can think of gets together, and they have an organization that often parades. There are hundreds of parades down here, and I do not exaggerate, hundreds of parades all over Louisiana. Today, for example, on Sunday, there's, I think, 5 major parades in New Orleans alone, and all the outskirt areas and all the surrounding areas, whether it be over in Covington, whether it be out in Jefferson Parish. There are separate parades that go on. put on by these balls, these organizations, men's clubs, women's clubs. Some of the women's Mardi Gras parades are just massive, tremendous in the size of what these floats put together. They ride on these floats. Floats start being built a year before the Mardi Gras season. In other words, they'll parade maybe today, take a break, a week or two off, and start building next year's floats. And some of these floats will cost upwards of $1 million. It's just unbelievable, the money and the time and the effort put into some of these floats. Gargantuan floats, some that go a block long. You say, well, that's impossible. You're exaggerating. They maybe will have 25 different wheels that spin to get you around the corners when you're going this long with 300 or 400 people. It's just unbelievable to see the size of how these things have grown. Anyway, it culminates on Tuesday of this week. There will be big celebrations today, tomorrow, all day Tuesday. You get down to the French Quarter, it's just elbow to elbow, bumper to bumper. And of course, you don't drive anywhere in the French Quarter. All the streets are shut down. You have to get up very early to get in to get a location on the street locations. A lot of families will put up ladders with little seats on the top so their kids can get up and watch those seats. And we've done that for years with our family on the main parade route on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. Put up those seats so the kids can see so much of it. So it's quite a celebration down here. I hope you get a chance to experience it sometime, because it's really crazy. I know, in fact, tying it into the Super Bowl, Archie Manning, years and years ago, the great New Orleans Saints quarterback, whose son is playing in the Super Bowl later on today, would bring his kids, his three little boys, and we'd line up on St. Charles Avenue, and Archie was a friend of the family, and we'd get up on these ladders with the kids to catch beads. And, of course, Archie Manning is an icon in New Orleans. He could run for mayor or governor or whatever and wins hands down. Great quarterback that played for the New Orleans Saints and several other teams, and the father of the two NFL quarterbacks right now, Eli and Peyton Manning. We bring those young boys down. We'd all get up on these ladders. Archie would be up there. I'd be up there. We'd look around for one of the pretty young girls who were with us and put her up on the stage. And we'd get showered with beads. I'm the lesser known, but having been a public official in Louisiana, I had a fairly high profile. The beads would come in by the handloads, and we'd have to have bags to pick it up, and all the kids running all over the ground picking up all of the beads. So it was quite a spectacle there. And the Mardi Gras season now carries through. It'll go on all day Tuesday, jam-packed crowds. I mean, millions of people down there. It's just unbelievable, the number of people. Now, if you go out in the rural areas, you go out into Cajun country, little towns like Mamou, Louisiana, up around Lafayette. We've got a lot of listeners in the Lafayette area. What they'll do over there, they'll get on horseback. And they'll ride all around the neighborhoods and pick up chickens and vegetables, and it's kind of a tradition. Everyone's dressed in a costume. You have your costume du jour that you have for that year, and they gather up all the food, and they'll have a big cookout in the evening after all the rides. That's a traditional Mardi Gras that's been going on for many, many years. And, of course, you got to have some king cake, too. You can't start a king cake until just before Mardi Gras. If you do, then you don't have good luck, and they say it's going to rain on Mardi Gras, so you've got to be careful when you eat that king cake. Go online and put king cake. I order them and send them to friends and family all over the country. They love the king cakes. It's a special kind of icing with the purple, gold, and green Mardi Gras colors. There is lining of puddings or caramel custard, all types of things in the king cake itself. Then there's always a small baby. And they put a baby in there, a little small plastic baby. You got to be careful you don't bite into the baby. If you get the baby, then, of course, that's really good luck for you. Again, everybody wears costumes. Some of these folks work for months and months in their costumes, Indian costumes. Unbelievable, the feathers and all that goes on with all the great costumes down there. So, anyway, Mardi Gras is very, very special. Hope you have a chance to take it all in and be a part of all the Mardi Gras festivities sometime today. Ends at midnight when the police officers ride down on horseback through Bourbon Street and say, Mardi Gras has come to an end. Everybody goes home, gets ready for the Lenten season that starts the next day. If you're Catholic, you put ashes on your head. Quite a festive time and quite a very special religious time coming up. Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com. Boy, we've got so much to talk about. Come on back. We'll talk about that Super Bowl. Freshen up your coffee, and we'll be right back with some more Common Sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Working on a home or residential painting project? There's only one name you need to know, PPG. PPG has earned the respect of professionals and homeowners alike because we combine the latest paint technology with expertise and knowledgeable service. PPG offers a broad range of primers, paints, stains, and specialty products to meet all your needs. Available at either our PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints Company-owned store or independent dealer locations throughout the U.S. Each PPG product comes with the customized service you deserve to make sure you get the right fit for the job. And choosing colors has never been easier thanks to the PPG Voice of Color system that helps users discover colors that match their personality. So for the best quality products, excellent service, easy-to-use color tools, and great results, visit your local PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints location today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Greetings, phenomenal ones. This is Dr. Jeremiah C. Hackley of Phenomenal Center. I want to invite you to the Phenomenal Health and Healing Conference in the city of Knoxville, February the 7th and the 8th. We have coming Dr. Joel Wallach. He is a two-time Nobel Prize nominee, the Humanitarian Award winner for natural medicine, featured at the United Nations, and have 75 peer reviews published in health journals. Dr. Wallach has an answer for you. Call us right now. We only have 100 seats. 865-851-7269. Health is not a matter of chance, but it is a matter of choice. Call us right now. 865-851-7269.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, are you ready for the Super Bowl? You got your Super Bowl party all planned. I got a big gang come over to my house, and I haven't even thought what I'm going to serve. Got several friends bringing over various casserole dishes. We're going to cook some steaks and fish in the grill. But I still got to whip up some pasta and bring some dessert. Got a king cake since it's Mardi Gras time. We all eat king cake down here. So I've got a great big king cake stuffed with praline flavored, I guess it's kind of an inside filling, and so it's sure looked good. We'll see how good it is this evening, and all my friends come over to cheer on the Super Bowl. Panthers, the Carolina Panthers, and we've got a lot of listeners in North Carolina in a number of stations there. Panthers start off as a 4-point favorite. Some odds makers take it up to 5.5 points. So the Panthers look awfully strong. Cam Newton, this quarterback, is a phenomenal all-purpose quarterback who runs, who throws, who seems to have the whole package and do it all. Panthers were almost undefeated this year, so they are the team that's favored, and quite frankly, this the team that's going to be hard to beat. I think most people's minds know that the Panthers are favored and probably are going to win. Their mind. But I would suggest that 80% of America's heart is with the Denver Broncos for more reason, and that's their great quarterback, Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning is an icon throughout this country, played so well in Indianapolis, now is bringing Denver into the Super Bowl. Just an unbelievable player. I think Pete's 39 years old. Most people feel like he's going to announce his retirement after this game, whatever happens. And so it's going to be quite a thrill to see Peyton Manning in his last game there. I said in the earlier segment that he's just so well thought of down in New Orleans. Of course, he and his brother Eli, the quarterback of the New York Giants, both are from New Orleans, went to high school down there. And I mentioned on Mardi Gras, his dad brought his sons to a number of Mardi Gras celebrations where we're all sharing the same house and having such a great time. We've watched these boys grow up and just be unbelievable quarterbacks with such great skills. And they're getting on an age, but they're still trying to hang on. And so your mind may say Panthers, but to an awful lot of people, their heart is with Denver. We'll watch with interest and see what happens in that great game tonight. Not to put damper on the Super Bowl, but several things happened this week to keep all of this sports flow in perspective. Ken Stabler was the great quarterback for the Oakland Raiders. All-American at Alabama. The snake, they call him. I love to watch Ken Stabler. You'd get down to the final seconds of the game, and the Raiders were behind. They'd give Stabler that ball. He was the expert at the two-minute offense. If you get that ball within 2 minutes, he could throw that ball down the sideline. He'd go 8-10 yards just in precision passing and could take it down and score and often score the winning touchdown. He also was noted for running all over the field, but most quarterbacks go back in the pocket, don't ever move. But Stabler, I know his high school coach once said that he'd run 200 yards to make 20. He'd run all over the field. And quite a guy, long-haired, left-handed quarterback. I said he went to Alabama. Ended his career with the New Orleans Saints, by the way. And he's from a little place called Gulf Shores, Alabama. The Pink Pony Pub down there has been Stabler's sister's running it. And Kenny's been in there for many, many years. I have a little vacation home with my family in Gulf Shores, Perdido Key. And we've often gone to the Pink Pony and seen Ken Stabler there. Well, he died last year. July 8th is when he passed away, victim of colon cancer. But he took his brain and gave it to a neurologist group to analyze his brain. And the study came out just a week showing that he had chronic, what is called traumatic encephalopathy or CTE, the degenerative brain disease that was caused, in their opinion, by repeated blows to his head, the concussions. Pounding. Now, you know, quarterbacks are somewhat protected. Usually the quarterback doesn't come up with these head injuries. It's the back or the fullback who plows right up the field or the end. We've seen some of those terrible hits that have taken place recently. But he got hit repeatedly in the head. And it looks like because of that hit that he has this degenerative brain disease that has been the focus of so much publicity here recently. I saw where the head of the NFL commissioner Roger Goodell said, well, if I had a son, I'd love for him to play the game. But that's, you know, people get hit in a number of ways. You can get hit driving a car. You can be damaged by sitting in a chair and eating too much. Well, that belittles the fact that those concussion hits can cause massive damage. And I don't think they crack down enough. I saw one last week. Can't remember who got hit, but the wide receiver caught the ball and was headbutted right in his head, and of course he had a concussion and was out for the rest of the season. Number one, you ought to crack down on that. The good news is, I believe I saw on one of these Sunday shows, 60 Minutes perhaps last week, where there is new technology to protect the head. They used to think they put a real hard plastic shell so when you hit, you had that protection. Now they're saying maybe go the other direction. Put somewhat of a very thick but forgivable foam rubber that would give to some degree back and forth so that when you got hit in the head, there'd be a cushion on the outside. Hey, you got me a cushion on the outside. Why do you want to have a hard plastic shell on the outside? Now, I know there's some give on the inside, but have the give on the inside and the outside, quite frankly, might be a better way to do it. So the commissioner kind of, I guess he's walking a thin line to keep interest in the game. Obviously, professional football has become the most popular sport on the planet. Well, I say the planet, rivaling soccer. It hasn't outdone soccer yet. But still, it's a very serious situation. And when Ken Stabler came up, who's the great quarterback for Chicago? You folks up in the Chicago area, Jim McMahon. McMahon was a wonderful quarterback. I loved to watch him play on television. He's probably been retired 20 years ago. But today I read recently where his wife said she can't let him out of the house. He's pretty lucid. But if he gets out of the house, he can't find his way back home. And that's because of these repeated blows that he took to his head and the concussions he sustained. And, of course, if you get knocked out and they can check you, know you got a concussion, but I'm told that there are many, many concussions you might have. You don't even know it. You don't know how many concussions you sustained. So some of these players sustain great numbers of concussions, and, of course, it follows them all the rest of their life. With dying early and having these memory problems going on for years and years. So, again, I don't want to dampen the Super Bowl. I'm just telling you that that's a problem that the NFL still has failed to fully address and ought to be made a huge priority. Again, the Panthers, the Carolina Panthers, up to a 5.5-point favorite. Heart versus mind, who you going to be for? By the way, in the next hour, we're going to come on and talk about all these spots. Is it worth $5 million for a 30-second spot? $5 million? Apparently, a lot of people think so. They get in line to buy those spots to be on the Super Bowl tonight. They say most people will get up and leave when the commercials come on, but not the Super Bowl. They are as entertaining to many people as the game itself. We'll talk about it later on. Hey, Jim Brown, The Common Sense Show, my website, www.jimbrownusa.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Five premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing. and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
You know, to a lot of people, as they get older, they slow down, and then before you know it, they're 75 or 80, and I'm an old guy. I'm 75 years old, but I've been blessed with genes and maybe the right attitude where I work out a good bit, take care of myself. But I visit a number of friends that are in nursing homes, often in wheelchairs. Seems like they're slowing down. They're usually in a small room or cramped quarters, and it's depressing when I go to see a number of these folks. And some people think we're taking the wrong approach to growing old to begin with. One of those people is Dr. Bill Thomas. Dr. Thomas is Harvard Medical School trained. He's professor at the University of Maryland, Baltimore's Erickson School of Aging. And he's on a mission, a nationwide tour, to say that there's nothing wrong with getting old. It's all an attitude, if you will. It's a state of mind that you need to overcome and do some things to really continue to improve your quality of life. I'm going to talk to him right now. He's written a number of books that are on our website at Jim Brown USA. Hey, Dr. Thomas, glad you joined us here today. Bill, we got you? Daniel, we got Dr. Thomas or not? Okay. Well, see if we can get Dr. Thomas to come on and let me know if we've gotten here. If there's a delay, we'll hold off. But I think he makes the point. I know I've read some of the articles by Dr. Thomas. It's often the way we design nursing homes, for example. Hallways, these small rooms, and often in cities. I know that the economics of nursing homes or such that often it's hard to deal otherwise, but he's done some very innovative things. He's encouraging having pets with you in a nursing home, plants, a little garden, things like that that can make a huge, huge difference. And, you know, I think that a lot of it is attitude. I know it's a different flow of what you can do when you start to slow down over 60 or so. I've slowed down, but attitude makes a big, big difference in your life. Again, I'm blessed. I've got good genes. I've been fortunate enough to be athletic most of my life. But some days I just don't feel like exercising. Yesterday was one of those days. I was down in New Orleans. We talked about Mardi Gras a good bit. And I ran back home and I said, you know, I'm here. I need to spend an hour or two stretching and I need to get on my exercise bike and I need to do some things. I wasn't real up to it. Just didn't feel like it particularly. But I said, you know, I'm going to be on the streets in New Orleans taking in so much of Mardi Gras. I've got to do something. And I didn't want to. I didn't feel like it. But I went down to the little health area where I work out, got on an exercise bike, flipped on television, saw an interesting show. The time passed pretty quickly. Before you know it, my time on the bike was up. I went about 45 minutes. Got off the bike, did a little lightweight training. I can't lift heavy weights, but did some lightweight training. And then a stretch, which is so important, particularly as you get older, so your muscles don't tighten up. Your muscles shorten. You know, I was 6'3 all my life until I got measured about 10 years ago. I said, no, you're not 6'3, you're 6'2. I said, I'm 6'3. You shrunk. And we shrank. Things like that happen. Your feet flatten out. A number of things happen to you. You've got to work around. And so as a consequence, the stretching makes a huge difference in your ability to move, to bend over, to do so many things. When you get to be 70, 75, 80, 85, you can carry on an active life. Now, we know of people. We read about people, some of these Wall Street icons. I can give you a number of names. Warren Buffett is in his 80s, for example. Hank Greenberg, that put together the largest insurance group in America, is about 86, I believe. And so there's a number of active people that beat the system of kind of slowing down a little bit. And I'm sure it has a lot to do with genetics. But when you get to be a certain age, there's some things you can do to minimize that slowing down and do a lot more for your quality of life. I like, by the way, and we're still trying to get Bill Thomas here on the phone to join us, but I like his idea of animals and plants and giving you some, you know, things you can relate to. I've had dogs all my life, don't have a dog. Ready to get another dog. I got some wild cats in the neighborhood. I feed those cats. I go out and enjoy seeing those cats come over, and they keep the rodents away. And I'd like to have the cats around. They're outdoor cats. I don't really want them in the house. I'm not a cat guy in the house. But outdoors, that's okay. Never really had a garden particularly, but I'm enjoying a garden. First of all, the great fresh vegetables you get out of that garden are just unbelievable. Maybe my taste buds, far from diminishing, are getting better, but I never realized how good homegrown vegetables and fruits are. Now, I've always enjoyed, my sister lives down in a place called Port Sulphur, Louisiana, way deep down. We're the deepest of the deep southern states here in Louisiana, and way below New Orleans is Port Sulphur. They grow some wonderful oranges. You always hear about Florida oranges and California oranges. They grow some marvelous oranges down there. And as a consequence, I've always gotten boxes of those oranges, and I'll get some strawberries. Hammond, Louisiana, down where I live, close to my home in Baton Rouge, has the annual strawberry festival. They say they're the world strawberry capital. They grow great strawberries and other fruits on the East Coast, down in primarily in Florida, the peaches of Georgia. The fruits that go up and down the East Coast, our listeners out in Oregon and Washington, have so much of a variety of fruits. Their problem there is getting people to pick the fruits, which I didn't fully understand, you know, about we have had to import so many illegals into this country and give them a short-term visa to pick all the fruit. So we've got so many people out of work but they don't want to work that hard. I remember seeing an article not too long ago at the University of Washington where kids were just dying for something to work. They all were complaining about how expensive the university was, and more than half, about 60%, had some kind of a scholarship aid, but they're looking for part-time work. 45 minutes down the road, you could pick fruit, and you're paid out there by how much you pick on a box or barrel basis. It's not by the hour or anything like that. But if you're a good picker, you can make $40 an hour. $40 an hour if you're a good picker out there. You've got these young, strong men and young ladies in college who are dying for ways to make some money, but they don't want to go pick fruit. I don't know about you. When I was that age, when I was in that age group, I was hauling trees, knocking down trees, doing whatever I could to get a little money to save for my spending money and to go to college. And most of my listeners out there are over 50. Well, so many, even young people, David, some people just work so hard in several jobs. And others that take an attitude, well, I just shouldn't have to do something like that. But anyway, I was diverting because of the fresh fruits and vegetables you can grow. In my garden, we grow asparagus. We grow radishes. We grow tomatoes, wonderful tomatoes we're able to raise down here. Collard greens, mustard greens. I love to have the greens cooked up, which you've got to boil over a period of time and put some of that little pepper sauce on those greens, which I think are wonderful. We've got peaches. I mentioned oranges, kumquats, a number of things like that in our garden, and they're just wonderful. You don't have to put all the pesticides on there. Just wash them good before you eat them. And there's so many things a garden can bring about. And I know that some of our listeners in the bigger cities say, well, you know, that's fine, but I don't have any property. Well, most of my listeners are in a smaller towns or rural areas on this Common Sense Show, even my home here in Baton Rouge. A lot of people have a little backyard. Doesn't take much at all to put a garden together. You know, in New York City, there are people that rent a piece of ground. Maybe it's 10 by 10, a very small piece of ground. They put a little picket fence around it. That is how they make their garden. They grow their own garden in New York City. Look, if you can put a garden together in New York City, you can put a garden together anywhere. So get a chance to do so. And the reason I'm saying all this, how therapeutic it is as you get a little older, even for old guys like me. So there's my health tips for the day for you. Hey, we're going to come back and talk more about the Super Bowl. We're going to talk about medical marijuana, good or bad. So kick your feet back. Well, don't kick back too comfortably. Get up and walk around a little bit, I guess. Freshen up your coffee and come on right back on my show, my website, jimbrownusa.com, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All of us want to stay healthy, particularly as we grow older. I work out and try to watch what I eat, but you need more. You need a vitamin supplement to give you that extra energy and to help keep your weight down. My solution? I use Youngevity vitamins and minerals to keep me in good health. They're easy to take, and the power drinks, for me, really taste good. Hey, give them a try. Go to my website at jimbrownhealth.com. That's jimbrownhealth.com. You'll be glad you did.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, we're in the age of being politically correct, and I know we all want to be decent people and treat everyone on an equal basis. Sometimes it crosses the line, at least it does in my opinion. I don't know about yours, and you may disagree with me on some of the things I'm about to say, and I understand that. And I want to hear from you, by the way. It's on just emailing me. It's jb@jimbrownla.com. I want to hear from you. Find out on my website at jimbrownusa.com to find out how to contact me. But let me tell you what happened here this week. The faculty at Brown University, now Brown's a very fine private university up in Providence, Rhode Island. My name is Jim Brown, and I go on and order the Brown hat and the Brown sweatshirt, and I go around with Brown on, and everybody thinks it's my own brand that I have, but I just get it off the Brown website. Fine university. The governor of our state recently went to Brown, and I've had a number of friends that go up to Brown. It's a fine university. Faculty has voted to rename what used to be called Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day. Ivy League University, first of all, in 2009, they changed the name of the holiday that falls on the second Monday of October to Fall Weekend. But then some folks didn't go far enough. So now they've called it, changed the whole name to Indigenous Peoples Day instead of Columbus Day. And it points out efforts that are going on across the country to drop Columbus Day name, named in honor of explorer Christopher Columbus, who traditionally is given the credit of founding America, came to Central America and up into the Virgin Islands and then finally to Florida, changing the name because the oppression of Native Americans, slavery is what the issue is. And so because he was involved in the slave trade, we've got to change the name. Well, I want to tell the faculty at Brown University. I did a little research, and the name of America comes after Amerigo Vespucci. He was the Italian explorer, and that's what we name America after. And by the way, Vespucci and Christopher Columbus were friends. They were friends. And Vespucci writes in his memoirs, you can find it online, he said that he talked about the fact that in a letter to on his third voyage, he writes that we don't look on, let me read exactly, for we did not see that they offered any sacrifices, talking about Native American Indians, nor had they any place of them or look on them as enemies, but that we should still make slaves of as many as we could take, slavery as many as we could take. And he has correspondence with Christopher Columbus, and they both gathered up slaves. So if I want to see what the faculty of Brown University is going to do about Vespucci. Amerigo, America, do we change the name of America to indigenous people's America, or what do they want to call it? I mean, we've gotten so overrun with being politically correct. There was a standard back in 1842 when Columbus sailed the ocean blue that doesn't exist today. There were standards with the Crusades that took place in the 1300s where Christians slaughtered an unbelievable number of Islamics, put them to the death, slaughtered them, tortured them terribly. Different standard than how we live today. And you come up through history. And of course, the Civil War is probably the war that tore this country apart. Different standard than we live today. And we tried to change that standard through the Civil War and the changes that took place. I've said before in this show, I think it was outrageous that we had that Civil War to begin with. Every other country in the world abolished slavery without ripping the country apart. And I blame Abraham Lincoln. I'm not a Lincoln fan because I can't believe Lincoln would have stood by and allow, at the times, almost a million people were killed in the Civil War. Today that would be like 10 million. What if Barack Obama or George Bush had been president of this country and internally, in a Civil War internally, we killed 10 million Americans? Why, that would be outrageous. Grounds for impeachment. There would be rioting in the streets. Well, that didn't seem to bother Lincoln, who began the Civil War and to where we had a million people lost. But we fought that war because standards change. Standards change today. Standards change during the Civil Rights era. In the 50s and the 60s, Martin Luther King emerged from the Civil Rights era. We changed. We've changed that standard today in America over what's happened 50, 60, 100, 300, 1,000 years ago. Do we rip apart all of the monuments that deal or any commemoration that deals with those areas? I guess we should, you know, we give a huge foreign aid to Egypt. Your tax dollars are pouring millions and millions of dollars into Egypt every year to keep them as allies. Well, they got the pyramids. Who built the pyramids? The slaves built the pyramids. And so do we cut, if taxpayers at Brown University on the faculty want to be consistent, they should stop paying their taxes and protest in Washington because we're giving money to Egypt for our national defense because they got they won't tear down the slaves. We've got a huge dispute down here in New Orleans. You've got monuments in New Orleans that have been there for years. Really some excellent artwork. Will you write the commemoration or not, the artwork, the statues of Robert E. Lee, great general of the Civil War, Jefferson Davis, the first president of the Confederacy. Beauregard Square is a wonderful square. General P.T. Beauregard was the commander of the troops that fired on Fort Sumter. His good friend and classmate at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point was the commander inside the fort. And they talked back and forth and tried to avoid any confrontation. Finally, there were shots fired, cannons fired. Nobody knows exactly what happened. Beauregard Square in New Orleans. He was a very famous general from Louisiana. There's city council in New Orleans has voted to take all those monuments down. Take them down. Get rid of them. Wipe out history. Well, you can't wipe out history. You can commemorate history. You can use history as a teaching moment. You know, I wish we had a Civil War museum in this country. One of the greatest museums we have in this country is the World War II Museum that's located down near Orleans. If you ever get a chance, I talked a lot about Mardi Gras and so many things to see, but the World War II Museum is just a must visit of anyone coming down here to the Deep South. It is just unbelievable. It covers probably 5 or 6 city blocks. There are films that explain exactly what happened in World War II. And they're not 3D, they're 4D films. You ever been to a 4D film? In a 4D film, if you're in your seat and the bombers are coming over to bomb, your seat starts rocking and tilts at an angle. When the Germans go in to attack Russia in the winter of, I believe, 1940 or 1941, flakes come down from the ceiling on top of your head when it's snowing. It's just a marvelous experience, and you can see all of the various boats and planes, and it is just a phenomenal example of the best museum in America. We need a Civil War museum just like that, where we can tell the story from the North's perspective and the South's perspective, exactly what happened, and commemorate that terrible war with artifacts and with statues and that kind of thing. We ought to have something like that. We don't. We've got battlefield memorials, but we don't have a national Civil War museum that replicates the terrible tragedy that ripped this country apart and set us back dramatically, quite frankly. And so I make that point about Brown University. They want to do away with Columbus, Christopher Columbus, because he made slaves of Indians. Well, it was a different time. And I make the point that Amerigo Vespucci, America was named after him. That's where we got our name. He, too, gathered up slaves and sold slaves. Do we change the name of America? We're at the point that we change the name of our country to be politically correct about events that happened 600, 700, 800 years ago. Again, I don't think that's common sense. I don't think that, you know, maybe right next to the memorial, the statue. By the way, the first 7 presidents of this country all were slave owners. So Brown University, you want to change the name of Washington, D.C., tear down the Washington Monument, the Jefferson Memorial that's in there. Jefferson was a large slave owner. Andrew Jackson, go right down the list of the first 7 presidents, all were slave owners. So you learn from history, you don't wipe out history. You can be you don't have to be politically correct, but you can be caring and concerning and learning and put up a monument right by the other monument, showing how things have changed and how they are today. But Brown University, you are way off track by wiping out Christopher Columbus.
Right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
The most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, the Cajun contractor Michael King, host of Home Talk USA, is now available for your next speaking engagement. That's right, you can have one of the most exciting, energetic personalities on the radio today speak at your next function. If your trade organization or company needs a qualified speaker to talk about home improvement products, technologies, and services, even the current state of your industry, please give him a call today. The Cajun contractor Michael King is a qualified, license-tested contractor with an extensive knowledge of home improvement construction and repairs, and is regarded by his peers as one of the top experts in his field and the home improvement industry in general. His keen sense of humor and entertaining delivery will really make your next function one to remember. Call the Cajun contractor Michael King today at 985-641-3730. That's 985-641-3730. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. C'est le bon temps roulé. Let the good times roll.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.